My name is Erica Lorraine Spencer, and I remain subject to state surveillance and terrorism by the state of California that is operating a malicious targeting system, which is referred to as federal group stalking and monitoring via communication devices. And it is in violation of federal stalking statute 18 U.S.C. sections 2261A subsections 1 and 2. My website and podcast serve the public good by publishing evidence of the public entity's ceaseless engagement in a pattern of conduct intended to stalk and monitor via communication devices, surveil, harass, and terrorize an American citizen in concert with the people of the state of California. Documentation serves the lawful purposes of wide exposure, federal prosecution, and influencing federal legislation with policies specifically designed to punish, dismantle, and disincentivize an unprecedented targeting system by a public entity that acts in concert with the people of the state in order to criminally place under surveillance and terrorize an American citizen, which is a matter of public corruption in the state of California. See thepatternofconduct.wordpress.com.
Southwest Airlines, flying over Fern Avenue, it's 8:16 a.m. That's the demon Tracy Banks monitoring with them again, acting with the state. This is POC. Saturday, July 16th, 2022. ZNL630 is molesting with Tracy Banks. Okay, I'm at the parking lot and this third party is monitoring with another demon whose name I don't know. That's their license plate. I'm inside of her car getting dropped off at Cheryl's Liquor where the fake sun is over the liquor store. And this is a sex offense that she's engaging in with the people of the state. I'm a prosecutor just like every other demon, but it needs to be known that this is a demon whose name I know, which is informing you about first of all, demonic activity and also the malice of the demon possessed. What is indiscriminate with regard to that criminal system. This is the same demon that I'm with. I'm representing Tracy Banks when the entity is stalking, flying over me by helicopters and airplanes and engaging in what is the ongoing pattern of conduct with the people of the state who are surrounding, all right? Which is what you're listening to me document on an ongoing basis. You have these demons sitting in the parking lot monitoring with her as I'm arriving. This entity knows where I'm going and they're group stalking with her. They're part of the same molestation. 5WMR005, in operation of a communication device engaged in that same sex offense. And again, Tracy Banks' license plate is 4WON432. 33479K3, the liquor store, Shiro's Liquor. He's a minion and he is engaged in that sex offense as well. 6NPW544 is his license plate. License plate, crossing path, 7JJW835. And I'll go ahead and show you, even though I've already established, but I'll take a picture of what's the fake sun. Remember, it's over me while I'm outside of the venue, 325 West G Street, 630 North Fern Avenue, where you saw last night the entity flying, stalking by helicopter, where the entity is molesting with directed light. My shadow's in front, my shadow's behind. That's demonic. It has nothing to do with light street lamps. This is a demonic environment. It's demonic activity. And that fake sun is also over me inside of that same vehicle where the entity is stalking and following with the whole environment. That's why the fake sun is over me at the Shiro's Liquor where a demon is molesting me with directed light. That's speaking to what is a stalker. And guess who else is a stalker? Tracy Banks' group stalking while I'm sitting in her car. It's not about you owning the title of the vehicle that you are inside of. It's about the specific environment. It's about the demonic activity and the behavior. That's what is surrounding what is the evidence of group stalking. And what you are revealing is, and what you're aware of, is the psychopath, that is the demon possessed, that engage in this sort of conduct to their own flesh and blood, which is what Tracy Banks has continuously been engaged in, all right, in all manner, seeking to sacrifice, because that's what this satanic system is about, trying to sacrifice somebody. And what she has done is she's sacrificed her own freedom because she's going to federal prison. She's a very disturbed third party, all right, and she's doing so with that third party who is crossing path and molesting me with directed light. And that third party in particular is going into a mental institution. That's exactly how I'm going to prosecute that. They're engaging in that act of terrorism, doing so under the fake sun, and they're doing so with Tracy Banks. And that third party whose license plate I read, they're going into a mental ward. 8ZIZ761, 8FPU448, 7JJM835 is the third party engaging in the same exact conduct, driving by, where no light is ever going to stream all across the... And I've shown you this in ample videos. And that's exactly what they're doing. I'm subject to that attack while I'm getting out of Tracy Banks' car. And that psychopath engaged in the same demonic behavior of the people of the state. You're molested, you're surrounded with this directed light, and they conduct themselves as though it has nothing to do with them. That's a psychopath that I'm blood related to. That's a demon. Okay. 8UEN097, 8AGH702, BN44X37, that's paper. 5JCP676. License plate 6VNH599. 8VBA659. License 8VUW302, monitoring with the Ontario Police Department. It's crossing path. And in doing so, this is group stalking. That's why the fake sign is over me. So, I just want to remind you, everything that I'm documenting is pursuant to what is indeed stalking, and it's group stalking, and you're crossing path in that specific environment with specific knowledge of where I'm at, even what I'm saying and what I'm doing, which I've also shown through the pattern of these demons that engage in real-time reaction while they're stalking to everything that they listen to me speak of, or whatever it is that I do. For example, when I speak of the ways I'm going to prosecute the entity, Ontario police are engaged in crossing path at the Shiro's Liquor, where I'm inside, subject to that molestation. I'm outside in the parking lot, subject to that molestation, but they're monitoring at the liquor store where I'm at, facilitating venue. 8YWA332, 8RLX007, they're all monitoring with the Ontario police. 6UXH803, 8FCG226, 8MEG252, BRBR4LF, BD96548, 7JJL988, 8MVA726, 8ZEH647, 8YQD153, 7HPW320. YOJ994, X738MO, 04984C2. I can't really see that one. Alrighty, I am proceeding on Hope Boulevard, so I'm walking west on Hope Boulevard right now. License AC78N57, that's paper. And the fake sun advances west over me as I'm walking on the street, okay? That's how I get it. As I turn a corner, that's how the fake sun remains directly over me. The fake sun is literally moving as I move, which is what you see in vehicles as well. 8EXM395, BTH7604, Arizona, 8YJR608. But that's where the fake sun is right now, because this is where I'm at. I'm walking west on Holt Boulevard, and the fake sun is moving. So it's moving from being over, as I showed you, over the roof of Shiro's Liquor. Now I'm walking past Andy's Burger. This is where the fake sun is, the light source itself, which I'm capturing again at this venue. Just to remind you, this is not the sun that would be present north of this location on the opposite side of this street at the Ovid Family Community Library in the afternoon, let alone in the evening after 6 p.m. This is the fake sun. It's also not going to be the natural environment. This is speaking to the POC, where I'm at this same exact venue of the BNG Plaza, the Shiro's Liquor, and somehow you're capturing what's supposedly the sun while I'm inside of that liquor store, which I've also documented after 5 o'clock, after 6 o'clock in the evening. No, that's not the sun. All right. While I'm walking west on Hope Boulevard, the fake sun is moving away from the BNG Plaza. But then when I go back to that venue after 6 p.m., it's somehow back over that plaza. It's following with the light source. This is not the natural environment. It's demonic. And the entity is stalking. Understand. What is the entity? The entity is Satan itself. This is demonic. Okay. So understand these words that I'm using. It's very deliberate, the words that I'm using, because it's literally what this is. Satan is an entity. Satan is acting amongst a people. The public entity itself, the state of California, okay, that's a legal term, but the words are appropriate. So understand the ways that the essence of the terms as I'm using them. The entity is stalking through an environment. Satan is stalking through an environment, all right? And in the same way, understand the people of the state are a demonic entity, and they are stalking in that environment that is stalking. All right, and that's a stalking environment where that which is not naturally the sun, this is not the natural environment, is following you around. 1545806, bus 2358, that's Omnitrans. That is the significance of capturing what is something that is so unbelievable, such as a system of group stalking and such things as I've termed it, a fake sun, 8MXL513, because that's exactly what it is. This is an environment operating outside of what it is that we've been told about how the environment operates. And that is deliberate, because the design of this satanic system is that the targeted individual would be subject to defamation, which is, let me be clear, that result, that malicious design in and of itself is born out of the pit of hell. 8XJW782, it's evil at its outset. 8XFR581, let me show you the directed light that I'm being molested by while the Ontario International Airport is stalking with a commercial airline plane. It's all white. That is United Airlines. I'm going to show you my shadows that's in front of me and behind me. All right, I took images of that because you're looking at what is the same exact environment where the Ontario police are stalking by helicopter. And what did I have in that video that I captured last night? You heard it on my podcast, but it's to be published so you can see it. My shadow that's in front and behind me, and that's at nightfall. All right, this is a pattern of what is a demonic environment. That's the Ontario International Airport that is stalking in that deliberately maintained environment, which is demonic. This is a demon that's flying a commercial airline plane, hovering over an apartment complex, nowhere near any sort of Ontario airport, by the way. They're not taking off by the airport. You hear that plane sounding for a couple of seconds as well. You are necessarily hovering down in relevant position, doing so while the sound of a plane as though it's taking off is coexisting with that. But you're not rising in elevation from some airport where you are maintaining flight. You are necessarily hovering in elevation, engaging in what is the deliberate crossing a path over my head in a specific environment where I have two shadows under what is the fake sun in concert with the creation of audible activity, which is demonic surveillance conduct by the Ontario International Airport. 9BEN723. And that is seen, you'll see that in the pictures that I just took right now. My shadow is appearing on the third party's vehicle with the license plate 7KQL792, and it's impossible light activity. All right, license plate 7TPA418, 8NOC073, 5KJA884. And that's the same Ontario International Airport that Tracy Banks was group stalking with as she opens up the car door. It's so sad. This is a demon. She's very, very disturbed. This is Satan that is, there's nothing else to say about this. Satan, she's a puppet of Satan, and she is even to the degree of the threat that she poses to the public is that she would engage in this against her own flesh and blood. 9BEN723. I just want to be clear. You would analyze that like any other threat that's engaging in obsessive stalking. Group stalking is that which is operated by a state. The state is group stalking in concert with the people via the people, cannot do it without the people of the state. And the people of the state include those who may be even blood related to that targeted individual, which is speaking to the level of malice that the entity engages in to place you under surveillance with the ultimate intent to take your liberty, take your voice, which is to defame you. Now, that boat has sailed. Tracy Banks has on many occasions sought to engage in my kidnapping, my defamation, while she is engaging in this very criminal system. And that just speaks to evil, all right? Just pure evil. And that's unfortunate that I speak that truth about one that I'm blood related to, but this is not about feelings. It's about a clinical analysis and the criminal system that she's engaging in. And that's exactly what I documented. The Ontario International Airport, Southwest Airlines, flying over Fern Avenue. That's a very different location where they're flying over me right here under the fake sun, but the fake sun's over me on Fern Avenue where the Ontario International Airport is stalking with Southwest Airlines flying over that street. Also, planes are not hovering, taking off over Fern Avenue. This is the pattern. And she's stalking, group stalking with the engaging in terrorism with the Ontario International Airport that is continuously following me as I'm walking street to street, showing you what is directed light and where the fake sun is following me. All right. Remaining over me. 6YMK104, 9ASX490, 37354L2. Seven KMT 006, 8AWB 017, 7RVC 032. GB3281. 8TXN710. Seven UDL341. FP136. Well, it's an Illinois plate. The normal size characters are 136794. There are small letters on the side that say FP, so I'm reading it as FP136794. It is an Illinois license plate. 8YOJ994. 7ZTZ423. 8NMH949. 7TDH682. 5MBN577. 8BHL385. 7WIG756. That is the demon-possessed agency, the Ontario Fire Department. They're engaged in criminal summoning. They're doing so with real-time knowledge of what I'm doing online. Again, as I prepare to publish and as I have published at 9:02 a.m. my podcast, the Ontario Fire Department is engaging in what is activity creation, driving around the perimeter, group stalking under the fake sun, which, by the way, at no time is it going to be over the Ontario Fire Department, which is located at 425 East B Street. As I documented the other day, the fake sun over that Ontario Fire Department, it's because that Ontario Fire Department is filled with a demon-possessed people who are engaged in criminal activity, revealing what is public corruption, using fire trucks, sounding sirens while they're stalking another person. The Ontario Fire Department is engaging in group stalking, and this is that demonic system that's underway. While I'm standing on the side of, or sitting on the side of the Ovid Family Community Library and the fake sun is over me, creating any sort of activity in that environment is the group stalking system. And they are doing so with real-time knowledge of what I'm doing on the internet. They are engaged in criminal monitoring online on a communication device and doing so with the people of the state who surround. It's 9:03 a.m. That's a criminal summoning by the Ontario Fire Department. This is POC. LKRS-44, monitoring on a communication device, crossing path. They're trying to obstruct my ability to upload it on the venue of the internet. This is very, very illegal. This is group stalking, and this is demonic activity. 7HJY-109. I'm currently uploading my video of the Ontario police stalking by helicopter last night at 9:05 p.m., and these demons are engaging in a concerted effort. Remember, they're moving around as demonic pacing their movement in the engineered light around me. The fake sun remains over me as I move. And they are not coincidentally stopping in front while I'm uploading a video. These are demons that know what I'm doing on a phone. These are demons. These are third parties. All right, this is criminal monitoring. It is currently 9:21 a.m. I'll get it uploaded. POC. All right, I am documenting what is that demonic environment, the facilitating venue that is the criminal establishment where I remain today subject to federal group stalking and monitoring. That is the Ovid Family Community Library at 215 East C Street in Ontario, California. And the entity is engaged in what is, again, this is framing what is demonic. And it is prosecuting what is criminal. And with regard to federal group stalking and monitoring, this is criminal where this demonic system is underway. This is terrorism while a demonic system of criminal monitoring is underway. So that's how all of those aspects of the POC tie together. And what I capture, what you're looking at is hallmark, the impossibility of what is fact, because I captured it, and it is absolutely impossible, the fact that I captured it, and impossible with regard to how the environment operates. And so at the same address at 215 East C Street, the Ovid Family Community Library, which tells you about the condition of every, and it doesn't matter what their status is, whether they're an employee, a janitor, a third-party vendor, a patron, anybody that's around the building, in other words, in relevant position, it tells you about everyone, which is the fact that these are demons. And that is because I captured what is the sun at 8:50 in the morning over my head on the side of the Ovid Family Community Library. And as I walk out at 5:52 p.m., you see the fake sun at the same exact address as I walk outside of the entrance of the same address of 215 East C Street, the Ovid Family Community Library. So I want to be clear, the fake sun is on the side of the library. The fake sun is at the entrance of the library. And that's because that's where I'm standing at the respective times. In the morning when I stand at the front, that's where the fake sun is. In the morning when I stand on the side, that's where the fake sun is. In the evening when I stand on the side, that's where the fake sun is. In the evening when I stand in the front, that's where the fake sun is. This is not the sun that will be present for this duration of time. And this is captured in still images, captured at 8:50 in the morning and captured as I walk out 5:52 p.m. That is absolutely demonic, ladies and gentlemen, in case you are confused about that. And it is capturing what is absolutely impossible, not only because of mere duration of time and that which is beyond any coincidence, the fact that it's always occurring over me wherever I am all day long, but it's also not anywhere near Victoria Gardens. Not only because the entity kept the fake sun over the Victoria Gardens Paul Byron Library all day long yesterday, so at no point would the sun be over to or next to 215 East C Street, but because the sun would not remain over Paul Byron Library all day long for the duration of my time there, for the duration of that business day, which again, that in and of itself, not the sun, but this is what the entity is doing everywhere that I'm going. And it's also not occurring at both of those addresses in those two cities, over those specific buildings, directly over me at those two cities, at those two buildings at the same time for the duration of the day. That's impossible. And it has nothing to do with what is the sun. I mean, it is absolute, I mean, total disregard for nature. I mean, Satan literally thinks that you are a blithering idiot. The fact that you would never question it, you would never pay attention to it, you would never notice it. And even if you did, you would just be hauled off into a mental ward somewhere. This is the POC I'm describing to you. This is why the people of the state, this is why the state of California is subject to federal prison, removal from existence, any company, such as Jerome's, their group stalking at 280 North Lemon Apartments, their sex offenders monitoring while my panties are down inside of a bathroom, and demons are pacing in and out of the men's restroom and engaged in relevant positioning, predatory positioning, as I go inside of that women's restroom. Jerome's is a commercial actor engaged in what is commercial stalking, a very serious federal offense. In relevant position, creating any sort of facilitating light activity is not in any way a coincidence. It's demonic behavior. And you have a commercial actor doing that, subjecting them to both civil and criminal prosecution. Okay, and that's what I took a picture of under the fake sun at 5:52 p.m. The entity is engaging in this conduct, and I want to be clear, you have the every single last employee inside of this venue of the Ovid Family Community Library engaging in what is state surveillance, engaging in what is terrorism. Not only are these demons walking around with multiple shadows inside, outside of the building is a fake sun that remains for the duration of the day. And this is why you're speaking and understanding what is zero rights under law and law that shall be further established for the prosecution of the demon-possessed population that lives in this country engaging in criminal monitoring of American citizens. Because this is how you're going to deal with it. This is how you're going to strangle the life out of Satan. All right? So I want to be clear. You don't have any right to operate a business. And in fact, you are not operating a legitimate business. You are a facilitating venue engaged in ongoing criminal activity and of a malicious nature. And you are in every way exposed, engaging in that, being documented as such. You have stepped out of the shoes of any employee and present on any First Amendment basis, operating any business in this capitalistic society. You've stepped out of that. You've stepped into the shoes of the state while you are in that specific environment, and you're being documented accordingly. So I want to be clear, this is how you're understanding what is criminal summoning. This venue, where the sun is present from 8:50 a.m., over my head till 5:52 p.m. is the venue that's engaged in a pattern of summoning the demon-possessed Ontario Police Department. That's why they're going to federal prison. I have never minced words with Satan. And every time they engaged in that, they are adding on time. And I will in no way lessen that intensity. It is necessary as a matter of justice. What I have exposed, what I have documented, what I have been subject to, because Satan is hostile and defiant, all right? That's prosecuted as what is the impermissible threat. So while you engage in a pattern of not only is Satan a liar, you're literally making up stuff. Even if I did steal a book, for example, from the library, say the targeting individual does something wrong. But let me tell you something, I'm giving you scenarios because I'm capable of entertaining any sort of aspect of the argument. But let me tell you something right now. The targeting individual is not a thief. The targeting individual is not a criminal. That's not why they're being targeted by a bunch of demons. It's because they are an exception to society. So let me just put that out there. The target individual is not a criminal. They're not a creep. They're not going around stealing. They're not doing anything harming anyone. They're minding their business. All right? And they are not puppets of Satan. And that's why they're being targeted. But we'll entertain the notion. The entity is engaging. Say the target individual steals a book from the library. And whatever, I don't know what the protocol is for that, but probably the Ovid Family Community Library, they'll hop on that as, oh, we're going to call the police over our Dr. Seuss book, all right? Because that's how anxious these minions are to go to federal prison, really. But they like to engage in criminal summoning, all right? They like to do that. And so if the targeted individual stole a book or something, and I'm just giving you grounds, say the targeted individual, quote unquote, did something, as opposed to not doing anything and these demons are just making it up, where you don't have any legal grounds ever to summon the criminal stalker that is the police. Understand, they don't have any authority at all. You call the police, you go to federal prison. You don't have authority under the law. You're operating under a whole fallacy that you think nobody knows about. It's a whole illusion. You don't have any authority under the law. You don't have any First Amendment rights to be present on behalf of a state that's placing an American citizen under surveillance. You don't have these rights, Satan. They don't exist. They do not exist. All right, so I want to be clear. Even if this was the case and you're summoning the police, they remain engaged in criminal summoning. All right, and not only that, you're dealing with what are malicious demons that are monitoring, groups stalking you, looking, hunting, hoping for an opportunity to summon police to who are already stalking and monitoring you, they get an excuse. Criminal summoning is the excuse. Ah, the stalker gets to be in your face and approach you for some, quote unquote, ostensibly for something that you've done wrong, some allegation. That's all those demons are doing. Those demons are thirsty. Okay, and if you don't know what I'm referencing in the vernacular I'm speaking to, those demons are exceedingly anxious and determined and in every way desire to be a stalker and want to be a stalker in your face. Okay, they want to be present and they don't want to act like they're doing something else, which is the system of group stalking. The outward conduct is, oh, they're doing something else. They're concerned about something else. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows your name. You're a paranoid schizophrenic. Nobody's monitoring you. No, group stalking is not real. That's the system of group stalking. Satan wants to be in your face. Satan doesn't want to do that. Satan wants to be right in your face, stalk you in your face, harass you, threaten you in your face. So the entity, that's what criminal summoning provides for. Criminal summoning is a system of surveillance. Whether they are addressing the target individual directly, such as criminal summoning, as I've documented very often at Ovid Family Community Library, or doing it through some sort of event, as the Ontario Police Department do as well, where those demons call the POC family night at Ontario Town Square, where they are in relevant position, in the specific environment, that is directed light, engaging in the demonic behavior patterns, stalking with activity, and demons creating light activity, i.e. use of any law enforcement vehicle. You're going to prosecute what these demons are doing. They're stalking with light. They're engaging in demonic behavior, and these demons do it with police vehicles, fire trucks, ambulances, whatnot. That's criminal summoning. It's facilitation. It's the same exact elements of monitoring. It's entirely demented. All right, but it is literally an expository for understanding how Satan operates and how you are also piercing through the veil. What controls? The elements of monitoring control. And you're not going to be distracted. You're not going to be distracted for, say, Satan wants to do a tap and dance and hopes you get focused on how loud the music is or how great the beat is or even how much you hate the song, but they don't want you to focus on the dance steps. Don't focus on the dance steps. Don't pay attention to the dance that they're doing. Pay attention to everything else but that. With criminal monitoring, you are focused on the elements. The elements control. Light activity, audible activity. All right, the entity is engaging what is relevant positioning. You have to be present to create activity. You're maintaining activity at all times, okay? And the entity is engaging in this on a ceaseless basis. And this is the conduct of what are demons. All right, and this is the Wolverine group stalking inside of the computer lab, as I captured this morning, also engaged in criminal summoning with the Ontario police, those same demons, Medina and Guerrero, at the Ontario Museum of History and Arts. And this is the same demon that is pacing, who you hear in the background right now. He's going to federal prison. But this is a psychopath, genuine hostility that this demon harbors, which I don't care. I don't care if Satan tries, which Satan, you're witnessing it all the time when I'm around Tracy Banks. Okay, an unloving mother, one who is harboring deep-seated animosity and hatred and hostility toward her own daughter. And this is just based on what is the spiritual contrast that exists between us, light and darkness. And that's just what it is. I'm not going to mince words with it. I'm dealing with evil. Okay, and that's what you're listening to while I'm in her presence. And all of the pattern of conduct remains underway. All that's showing you is how you're witnessing the psychopath. All right, this closeted psychopath. Which is the condition of the people of the state, strangers that are group stalking her daughter. She's fully complicit to it, fully engaging in it with him. Okay, and then what type of sicko does that and direct the light all over? I'm sitting in your car, stalking by helicopters. I'm sitting in your car. Oh, and then you listen to the conversation, you listen to everything. The woman acts like it's not happening. She acts like it has nothing to do with, that's a sick person, very sick. This is Satan, all right? Alrighty, and but for documentation, what is the script? What is the default placement? Oh, you're crazy. Oh, is that right, Satan? Okay. All right, well, you address that with legislation, and that's what I have sought out to do. Satan is a liar, all right? And whatever you want to refer to Satan as, if you just want to refer to it in the general, which I'm fine with that, evil, if you're not particularly religious, because I'm not. But you're talking about what is the reality of what are entirely demented entities that you cannot see because they are spiritual. And that is relevant in federal court. It is relevant to what is federal law that needs to exist. Because you're talking about what is prosecution for very real terrorizing conduct by a government. It shall be prosecuted as terrorism. Placing you under surveillance and terrorizing you in doing so. Okay, so this is not some esoteric discussion about religion or and spiritual. That's not what this is. It's directly relevant to a prosecution of a government engaging in what is terrorism of American citizens in violation of our constitutional human rights. So anyway, back to what I'm speaking to. This is the same entity. The Obed Family Community Library represents the people of the state. And where today the sun remained over my head, as you will see with your own eyes, from 8:50 a.m. To, and that's again upon my arrival, from quote-unquote sunrise, which on for again those minions that were group stalking me in Rancho Cucamonga, NBC, who on there on NBC they'll tell you what time the sun is rising, and I guarantee you they are not telling you that the sun is rising over Erica Lorraine Spencer in whatever city I'm sleeping in. That's what they're not going to tell you. All right. While they're group stalking, though, because that's what NBC was doing in Rancho Cucamonga, group stalking under the fake sun that they're giving you forecasts about the time that it's going to rise and set. This is a whole system designed to keep you asleep, and you need to wake up. All right. So the entity's system of this fake sun remaining over me from this morning where I'm sleeping in the car, where that also happens to be where the fake moon is at night, where directed light is present, where demons are molesting all night long with directed light, where the demon-possessed population knows exactly where I'm at, and they are engaged in an ongoing, ceaseless effort to keep me surrounded at all times, stalking together. It's out of the pit of hell. And they're going to be prosecuted for that, right? You don't get away with, you're not exercising any religious right practicing this satanic system by a government. You will swiftly find yourself in federal prison, if not a straitjacket. And I mean that. I mean that. It's absolutely necessary for the protection of American citizens. All right? And it's not a secret anymore what the government is engaging in. It's facilitating. All right? So the entity's pattern of conduct is underway at this venue, and that's why you have what is absolutely impossible, and it is direct evidence, and it is continuous documentation, evidence of what shall be federal prison for these minions inside of the Obed Family Community Library who have engaged in calling those demons that are the Ontario police, who I have hours and hours of documentation going back years of stalking me on an ongoing basis, kidnapping and harassing. And they like to stalk me with helicopters, as you see. All right. And they like to engage in what is stalking me in the bathroom, because that's what the Ontario Police Department are doing while demons enter inside of that private space. You're stalking. The sun is over this building at 215 East C Street from 8:50 in the morning, and it's remaining right now. I just captured it at 5:52. It's going to remain here. It's going to, quote unquote, set here. But I bet you NBC, the group stalker NBC, is not reporting that to you. Okay. This, what I'm, the truth that I'm speaking to you, and which I've established by a matter of documentation, which you're looking at with your own eyes, which you cannot deny, and no one can deny, nor can science reconcile it. This is speaking to what is a pattern of conduct that it's something that an entity has been engaged in. You're talking about what is now a matter of truth that is being exposed for everybody to witness. Okay? That's all it is. This is not new. Satan is just fearful, hoping that it's never going to come out. And even if someone were to come out, somebody that's unprepared, perhaps somebody that is not the proper spokesman, okay, does not have the proper skill set. And that's not a criticism. But I mean, for such a time as this, the truth is going to be spoken by one that is capable of showing you every aspect of whatever truth it is that they claim to be speaking. Because if they're speaking the truth, they're going to be able to explain it to you. And it doesn't matter whether you're religious, whether you're an atheist, whatever, it doesn't, it applies to everybody, every single last person. It applies to everyone. That's truth speaking. The reality of what are spiritual beings, those that walk in darkness and those that are of the light. That's the reality. And where you are stalking in a bathroom, because that's exactly what you're doing under a fake sun, because the actual sun is not remaining over one address, which is a matter of objective documentation that I have yet captured again at 215 East C Street, 8:50 in the morning to 5:52 p.m. And this is where that fake sun is setting. This is where demons are. This is where demons live. This is where demons are working. This is where a demon is skateboarding. He's monitoring. This is a group stalker. Everything that's occurring in this environment is pursuant to what is ongoing demonic activity. And that's how expansive Satan's operation is. And that's what you need to understand. Nothing's happening accidentally. Okay, when I'm at Victoria Gardens and I'm walking past Cheesecake Factory and you hear, it sounds like glasses as I was walking in that parking lot, when I say it's demonic activity, that's exactly what it is. That's why the fake sun is over me at that city, at that parking lot, right, exactly where I stand. And nowhere near 215 East C Street in Ontario, California. Nor is it occurring at the same time. It is over my head in that city, at that space where I'm standing next to the Cheesecake Factory, who is a group stalker. It is not over the side of the Obed Family Community Library where the Ontario Airport is using commercial airline planes flying right over me where I stand next to the Obed Family Community Library. That's clear. You could see that with your own eyes. This is not rocket science. All right, so I just want to be clear on that. While the entity is stalking me in a bathroom, that's exactly what the Ontario Police Department is. They're a bunch of demon-possessed, sex-offending minions who have a thing for stalking somebody like myself who was capturing it on video showing how unintelligent they are. I captured it on video, and how many hundreds of times did they repeat it? That's speaking to how long they're going to sit in federal prison. That's speaking to the evidence for what is a more than substantiating the disbanding of that police department, which is entirely illegitimate. Stalking through every single last minion that lives in whatever apartment building, works in whatever venue, is present for whatever, you claim whatever you want. You're buying, you're selling, you're returning, you're checking out, you're reviewing, you're tutoring, you're putting out whatever you want to claim you're doing, you're group stalking. This is the malicious system. That's why that environment is there. The fact that that environment is there is literally a scientific impossibility. That's a malicious system. They're psychopaths, thinking that they're going to get away with it. This is what's so despicable and nauseating about Satan. And that's exactly who you're looking at. Whatever they might call their, whatever their, the government, whatever their government name is, let me tell you what their alias, what this really is, Satan. They're demons. They have a spirit on them that you cannot see. They are disgusting creatures in the spirit, which you cannot perceive with your human eyes. But you know them by their deeds. Alrighty. And so anyway, it's currently, I just wanted to make sure I spell that out. It's 6:12 p.m. and this is where the fake center is remaining. Nowhere near Victoria Gardens, as I clearly captured all those demons that I'd prosecuted. And this is what I mean. The entities engage in ongoing obsessive stalking. When it comes down to that prosecution, you wanted to, with impunity, while I'm in Rancho Cucamonga or while I'm on the freeway and you're using your company names, you're just group stalking like there's no consequences for what you're doing. And that's exactly what you're doing. You don't have a right to. Let me tell you what's the purpose of federal law. The purpose of federal law shall be, if you have not gotten the message yet, you will be ducking and dodging to get away from the targeted individual because you will want to have nothing to do with the prosecution of any state placing an American citizen under surveillance. That's the purpose. And while you engage in anything else but that, you will serve the penalty. And the penalty is nothing light. It's nothing easy. Nothing whatsoever. In the same way that the entity seeks to take everything and terrorize an American citizen, that prosecution, as a matter of justice, will accomplish the same, and if not more. All right. So anyway, I'm at Ovid Family Community Library. It's 6:13 p.m. The entity is maintaining a fake sign over this address where you hear that audible activity. These are demons that are monitoring, sitting around in a parking lot, sitting on the benches around, crashing around a skateboard, using whatever they have at their disposal to engage in ongoing noise, pacing around an engineered light, engaging in what is entirely demonic. This is terrorism and absolutely a psychopath level conduct, stalking one person altogether, which is what Satan is doing amongst a people. Okay, and that's the significance of that. The images that I captured inside, you're looking at what is demonic pacing. And then you're looking at where they're doing it. Those sex offenders are doing it in and around a bathroom. That's going to be prosecuted as the predatory conduct of a sex offender. That is any public entity placed an American citizen. The state has no business going into the bathroom stalking you because that's what they're doing at a facilitating venue. They're not going to do it directly, meaning some police officer wants to walk into the bathroom and set up their little surveillance camera. Would they do that in your face? Hell no. Excuse my language, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Hell no, they would not do that. So you're not going to do it through some demon-possessed third-party group stalking sex offender either, which is the system of group stalking. And if you want to do that with the state, you will find yourself in federal prison, plagued forever with what is a seriously intense sex offense on your record. And you're going to be treated like that because that's what you are. That's exactly what you are. All right, so anyway, this is what the entity is doing, has been doing, where I remain at Ovid Family Community Library. And this is the pattern of conduct as I remain in Ontario today, and it's 6:15 p.m., and this is POC. It is currently 9:46 p.m. I just want you to listen very closely. That's the same demon-possessed Ontario Police Department stalking at the same venue where I'm at inside of a car around directed light, where you see my shadow all around me as I capture in video. This is indeed demonic activity that is underway and facilitated, cooperatively engaged in with the demon-possessed population, the people of the state. This is a police department that's stalking, flying over me in a helicopter, in a vehicle, knowing exactly where I am. That is stalking, by the way. Where I'm at the Ovid Family Community Library, the demon-possessed Ontario Police Department are stalking on video. Where I'm at the Prime Wash Car Wash at Grove Avenue and Holt Boulevard, the demon-possessed Ontario Police Department is group stalking. all right, stalking by helicopter, while I am, again, at the venue where the entity is stalking me, where it is that I sleep. This is where an entity is placing you under surveillance, knows exactly what you're doing. Understand what's the sex offender. This is what I'm spelling out to you day in and day out, where this entity is a sex offender stalking in bathrooms, entering in the private space. This is the demon-possessed Ontario Police Department at 9:47 p.m. flying over me by helicopter. That's what you can hear. This is POC. Eight UKW 535, eight ZKB 497, six V6366L, eight ZBV 371, six SFK 982, eight WDW 207. Engaged in surveillance at Dollar General at Holt Boulevard and Bonview, where the fake sun is right over me, as you can see, parked at this Dollar General. I have been at this Dollar General early in the morning. I've already documented this. Obviously, Tracy Banks is a group stalker. I'm in her vehicle. Fake sun moves, remains over me while en route to this venue. These demons are group stalking with her, engaged in surveillance in the specific environment. This is a system of group stalking. 6EMH582, 8PKG167, 8STN272, 8LVH357.
Yes.
Recording what?
I'm just asking you. I don't know.
Who's they?
In the front.
In the front? Yeah. They were telling you I'm recording?
Yeah. You
and what made them think I was recording?
That's what I'm saying. I'm just asking you.
So you came to hunt me down to ask me if I was recording
because
I'm
over here? In a nice way, are you recording?
Uh-huh.
That's all.
And based on what, though? Do you ask everybody that's holding
their
phone?
It's a simple question. Yes or no?
No, it's not, because it's based on holding my phone. So you're asking me, hunting me down in the store because I'm holding my phone and asking me, am I recording?
Hold your phone.
I know I can.
You have coupons, have everything.
Exactly. And you're asking me, am I recording because I'm holding my phone?
I'm just asking. I could go and tell him it's not, like, you're not recording. That's what I'm saying.
I know. Who goes around inquiring inside of the whole store, though, because people are holding their phone? Who does that?
I'm not here to fight with you.
It's not a fight. It's not a fight.
Okay, so
but I have a right to walk around the store and not be bothered.
Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
They're indirect. No, it's not. That's not normal. That's not normal. It's not just to ask. That's a pattern, and it's indirect light under the fake sun. And like I stated, nobody goes around hunting you down in the store while you have it merely in your possession. And understand, these are demons who are monitoring. But let's take a step back, because you're holding your phone is not grounds to hunt somebody down in the store. Are you recording? And why are you making that specific accusation? This is what the demons at Chino Branch Library engage in. This is what the demons at Obie Family Community Library engage. Well, no. They're talking about I was chasing people in the bathroom, but it's the same conduct. These are minions that are monitoring. All right, and so this is harassment by Dollar General, who is under a fake sun, directed light inside. This is all manner of a threat by the state, who is then harassing while you are documenting. And you're going to document the state, because that's what Dollar General is present as, a facilitating venue. And this is the state engaging what is harassment, all those demons in line, group stalking inside of the venue, which is Dollar General. And I want to document that. This is POC, and you hear Tracy Banks chiming in, group stalking with Dollar General. And all of these demons also know that they're being documented. That's the reality of what's going on. And that's speaking to, again, conduct where you're going to sit in a mental ward. This is psychopaths engaging criminal conduct with malice, all right, and engaging criminal conduct. This is impunity. And then making what is a threat, an additional threat, by the entity that just flew over me by helicopter. What do you think these demons inside of Dollar General are doing? All right, and what type of demented lunatic engages in that sort of conduct when you know you're being documented? So what is it that you're trying to say? Oh, I don't know, but you're holding your phone, which you could be using it to look at coupons. I know that, but I'm still just going to ask you, are you recording? Because you're in directed light and under a fake sun, and you know you're being documented. You're a group stalker. I want to document this. This is Dollar General. It is 6:35 p.m., and the fake sun is, I captured in images, surveillance in the parking lot, surveillance inside of the store, and this is the state that's threatening and doing it in the name of Dollar General. This is POC. I want to be clear, this is relevant to what is obstruction of justice. And this is the audible activity of those who are psychopaths who will be going into mental wards. This is also grounds of federal prison. Understand the psychopath that's engaging. You're a whole delusional psychopath. You're group stalking. You're surrounded with evidence. Who do you think you're threatening? And what is it that you're stating when you're talking about I'm holding my phone, but I'm making it? That's a very specific concern by a demon-possessed third-party group stalker, in other words. Okay? This is POC. Alrighty, license 6DAY425. These demons sitting around, you see direct light inside of the Dollar General on the floor. This is literally the state that's monitoring you and telling you do not document the evidence, harassing you inside of a venue. That's a delusional psychopath. Okay? This is Dollar General. License plate. The minion captured in relevant position 6FQZ121. Directed light, Latino male. That's impunity while they're group stalking. It's also impunity while psychopaths that are monitoring you. And I'm literally showing you what is absolutely ridiculously impossible. I used all those adjectives on purpose. Absolutely ridiculously impossible light activity. Strolling through the front door, okay, underneath the entrance, the structure of what is Dollar General, where the entity is keeping the fake sun over Victoria Gardens. It's keeping it over me while I'm inside of the Chino Branch Library at this time. It's keeping it over me while I remain at the Ovid Family Community Library. Remember, that's how I captured video at 6:40 p.m. of the demons that are the Ontario Police Department, which I captured with this mini driving this car. There is no sunlight that would ever, under any circumstances, be present, let alone as I've already thoroughly documented. And then that psychopath is coming up to me. That's the state. That's the state that's going to sit in federal prison, okay? And these are the businesses you're literally going to remove them from existence. Chasing you down in the store, and you are monitoring. And then you're a whole psychopath. You know you're being documented. You're monitoring what's on my phone. Satan, because that's a demon. Understand that. This is demonic light. This is POC. Those are still images captured. This POC is currently 6:49 p.m. License plate, and they're all engaged in harassment together. 8PKG1675NQM928. Yeah, and I read that man's license plate already. That's Dollar General engaging in what is harassment. Again, these are very serious. This is the state that is harassing you, doing it through the people of the state. You want to sit in federal prison for engaging in that on behalf of the state? That's a hefty price to pay. 7W12692. All right, and that's what I'm documenting inside of a facilitating venue. The government that's placed you under surveillance has no right to stop you from documenting that criminal pattern of conduct, which is a threat to your life. That's literally what this psychopath entity is engaging in. Stalking you, monitoring you. You can't document, don't document. That's literally what you're saying. Understand the levels of psychosis there, like serious issues. Serious issues. But that's Satan. These are demons, and this is that criminal pattern of conduct, and this is just woefully, I mean, not only unprepared for what is a criminalization of this demonic system, but also the inability to handle the fact that you are being prosecuted, and anything you try to do to stop that is grounds of additional prosecution. And it's also showing how much you are a very disturbed psychopath. It is currently 6:51 p.m. Yeah, no. 8YTK633, 7KSJ450. Prime wash, directed light inside of the car, 8SJV793, 8JUN811, 8ZFJ137, 8VVK914, 8VOU280, 71413Y1, 7GKJ527. This is Grove and Hope Boulevard. You have already seen the wealth of documentation when I'm on, for example, Route 61. Passing this venue, the entity's keeping a fake sun over the window over that bus, but yet you have it here at 6:20. Excuse me, 6:52 p.m., where demons are molesting with directed light while I'm inside of a car. Yeah, this is POC. This is third-party facilitating venue, Prime Wash. ULV430. These demons at the Prime Wash at Grove and Hope Boulevard, they're all group stalking. And this is the Ontario International Airport that I captured in still images, group stalking with them, flying right over the car wash, flying right over this apartment building adjacent to the car wash. And the entity doing so, again, under what's the fake sun that's right here over me at the car wash, where I am vacuuming the car, and the entity is aiming directed flashing light onto the floor panels of the car. This is Satan's focus on whatever it is that I'm looking at, whatever it is that I'm doing, wherever it is that I'm at. That's impossible light activity, which is occurring while I'm just vacuuming this demon's car, Tracy Banks, and they're monitoring. This is demonic conduct. But I did capture, again, the fake sun. I'm capturing what are the demons that are in relevant position. BN11X60, in operation of this communication device. In direct light and under the fake sun. That's a criminal act. But anyway, the entity is engaging in what is the specific environment, the Ontario International Airport, and obsessed stalker. Flying over Fern Avenue where I'm sleeping in the vehicle, where the entity is keeping a fake sun during the day over me, keeping a fake moon in direct light by night, doing so over every single venue where I have shown the pattern of conduct, the specific environment where the Ontario International Airport is group stalking by commercial airline plane. And that airport's going to be specifically prosecuted for that terrorism. All right, these are demons pacing, 327-62B3. It's a Latino family, a bunch of demons, 83CU348. Let me see, that's right, 8JCU348. This is POC. Let me make sure I get this, 74035F2, 5U19528, in case I didn't read those. License 8ZFJ137. All right, Prime Wash is engaged in harassment. This demon is using the trash can as a means of his stalking with noise as I move inside of the car. So these are demons that stalk with audible activity. He's using the trash can to engage in ongoing crashing, following my physical movements with activity. I'm going to sue them for that.
Okay, this is POC.
That's POC. Oh, and there's the entity prosecuting them for stalking by helicopter, because Prime Wash is indeed engaged in group stalking. That's POC. Captain, what's the entity stalking by helicopter? As I document the pattern of conduct, the entity further prosecutes itself, arriving at the drop of a dime, flying over grocery stores, flying over libraries, all right, flying over parking lots, flying over apartments, as I'm documenting the POC by helicopter, all right? And that's what this demon is doing. He is indeed a demon. This is demons that are flying in a helicopter, doing so at the same time that I'm documenting what its Prime Wash is engaging in, that harassment. This is harassment by an entity engaging in this demonic system. All right, standing over in relevant position, a demon using what is his, emptying a trash can. This is a demon that's waiting for me to make a move. The crashing of the trash cans is audible activity. The fake sun directed light is present. The entity stalking by helicopter. The entity stalking by commercial airline planes.
It's POC.
I'm gonna prosecute Prime Watch for that. This is the exact criminal system why you're going to remove companies. That's POC. It is currently 7:10 p.m. All right, Shiro's Liquor, engaging in the sex offense in concert on behalf of the state. That's why I'm showing you the fake sun through the window of Shiro's Liquor. This is the same Shiro's Liquor where I was at this morning, and I showed you the fake sun directly above the Shiro's Liquor. Let me show you the time. Oh, let me tell you the time. It's 7:17 p.m. approximately this time, where I'm showing you what is a fake sun, because that's not the sun that would be visible through the window, aiming any sort of sunlight through the store and molesting my person as I walk through these tiny little aisles of this liquor store where the sun is necessarily not moving whatsoever to be over what's supposedly the Metro 102 apartments, to be precisely aimed through the window of the Shiro's Liquor. This is the same pattern that I was expounding upon with regard to the Paul Byan Library. It is not the sun. This is POC. And that's a sex offense. While Satan wants to touch on you, while placing you under surveillance, capturing what's a group stalker inside of the liquor store, inside of that environment, that's POC. And guess who is here? The same demon you saw Tracy Banks molesting while another third party is molesting with directed light while they're driving in a parking lot, walking inside of the doors of the same liquor store, being molested. 8YLS512, 611-82Y2, 5PBR605. This is POC. All right, just to clarify, the fake sun is over this same exact Shiro's Liquor. By over, I mean I'm standing in the parking lot. I'm facing the Shiro's Liquor. I'm reciting an ongoing impossible occurrence, which is an act of terrorism and a sex offense by a demon-possessed entity that is monitoring on behalf of the public entity, the state of California. Molestation with directed light at 8:35 in the morning is where this fake sun is over the Shiro's Liquor. I have just captured the fake sun while standing inside of this same exact Shiro's Liquor at 7:18 p.m. That's the time. This is the POC. That is indeed the POC. Ontario International Airport, flying over. Latino male with a black hat, white t-shirt, camouflage shorts, and wearing black socks up to his ankles. He's driving 8PZX344, and he's on surveillance cameras going inside of Shiro's Liquor. He's crossing path. He's group stalking with the Ontario International Airport that's flying over again the specific environment where I'm being molested sitting inside of the car. The shadow of my face is appearing on the seatbelt. All right, the entity, while the fake sun is behind the vehicle, okay? The entity is aiming, molesting me with direct light while I'm walking inside of the Shiro's Liquor, the same Shiro's Liquor where the fake sun was above the building at 8:35 in the morning. But then again, it remains present as I exit the Ovid Family Community Library, which is across the street, essentially. Across the street in a parking lot at 5:52 p.m. And then going down Holt Boulevard, which is going east, back toward going crossing over the same property, the B&G Plaza, just going right east down the same street, Holt Boulevard, to be over me at Prime Wash, where the Ontario International Airport's flying over the side of the street where I'm at, right over where I'm at, where the direct light is coming. This is POC, okay? This is speaking to, as I'm documenting an entity, I'm gonna sue every single last ounce of them, all right, civilly and criminally. All right, this is, it's currently 7:25 p.m., 6KWH270, 6UEZ863, 6NID638, 5CWD201, 7SXM301. These are demons. They're not exercising any First Amendment rights, being present on behalf of the state that's placing you under surveillance through the people of the state. And they're all demons engaging in that. And this is the exposure of what is a public corruption that's operated by a government, by the state of California. All right? This is POC. X3A4BF, molesting.
Here is the Ontario Police Department that has already given up on any stance of any sort of legitimacy. This is how Satan responds as I continuously wear them out with documentation and evidence as to how illegitimate and how corrupt they are. What sort of a criminal engages in more of it for the whole world to witness while their criminal system, which is supposed to be a secret, because that's exactly what group stalking is. This is nothing that you want on the news, but this is how they have given up. And this is a loser. This is literally concession. That's a concession while they are doing so under the fake sun. Nonetheless, let's get the time. All right. That's why, again, 6:19 p.m. This is impunity. 4WON432. Understand this is a communication of hostility by a demon. She also, this Tracy Banks, she knows what I said on my podcast, and she's monitoring with the Ontario police. This is a psychopath. This is not a coincidence. It's under the fake sun. She picks me up yesterday at Ranch Cucamonga. The fake sun is over me. She's monitoring then, and she's monitoring now. Not coincidentally, under what is the fake sun over this venue, as I just gave you an ongoing speech about her and the police department. This is how demons, to their own demise, engage in this pattern of conduct. She's group stalking right now. This is a psychopath. I want to be clear. This is what she was doing this morning. The fake sun is over Family Community Library parking garage. On this side of the street over there is B&G Plaza, where she was group stalking at the B&G Plaza over the Shiro's liquor. Her honking her horn is audible activity creation. This is a very disturbed individual. As I'm speaking the truth about her, and it doesn't matter that I'm blood related to her, her demon possession, her issue, which she shares with those demons, the Ontario police, they're prosecuting each other. They're serving their own prosecution as one. Alrighty, this is POC. And again, that's the third party, Tracy Banks, who you hear me speaking the truth about. This is Satan in operation. Do not be deceived. Satan will use your family members, will use any person that you might call yourself in a personal relationship with, a work relationship. You know them by their deeds. This is the pattern of conduct. That's POC.
Seven YUA007. This is a demon that's crossing path, engaging in the same group stalking with the Ontario Police Department, and the entity engaging in the demonic conduct of what is creating noise. It sounds as though some heavy object is dropped on the car. This is demonic, and this is, again, let me give you context. Satan is engaging in what is, first of all, activity creation. Keep it clinical. These are the elements of monitoring. They are monitoring indirect light. I have double shadows. The entity stalking my helicopter. This is the POC. But I also want to be clear, Satan engages in real-time reaction to while I'm literally prosecuting it, and I'm giving Satan a name. It's the state of California. I'm giving Satan a name. Every third-party license plate. All right, this is demonic activity. And Satan is engaging in real-time reaction as I'm uploading, updating my podcast, which Satan does not like. And so while I'm sitting in a car, you have what is the maintenance, the creation, of audible activity, as though something heavy dropped on the car. I'm sitting in the car. I got the car door open because I'm just getting a breeze in the car. The entity is creating activity while I am in real time uploading the podcast that Satan does not want me publishing onto the worldwide internet. That third party is engaging in what is harassment while they're group stalking with that entity, engaging in what is terrorism. And all of these demons are pacing around. I just captured on podcast. You can hear the Ontario Police Department again flying directly over me, which is what they're doing on an ongoing basis. While they're flying over me, those demons are going anywhere. They're stalking all night long. They remain stalking all night long. So, and it's not funny. It's pathetic. That's why I'm laughing. Not because it's funny. I'm advocating on behalf of the ordinary target individual and revealing what is the entirely pathetic demon-possessed entity that's terrorizing American citizens and formally sought to get away with it. And this is the dragging of Satan. I'm going to drag Satan in federal court. I'm going to shame a government and a people. Speaking the truth about it, and that's what I find funny about it. Not because it's funny at all. It's terrorism and state surveillance. It's very serious. But it is entirely a matter of justice to reveal such a truth. This is the current time, by the way. While the entity is engaging in this act of harassment, that third party engaging in that demonic system, this is harassment by an entity. In the same way, for example, at Prime Wash Car Wash, where the same demon-possessed agency is flying over by helicopter. And I captured that in a picture, okay? Not only am I speaking to it in real time, I took a picture. I've already established my credibility. I don't have to make up anything. But anyway, the entity is stalking with noise. This demon is maintaining position at a trash can under the fake sun at Prime Wash, Car Wash at Grove and Hull Boulevard in Ontario, California. And this demon is stalking with noise activity. He's creating audible activity. Demons engage in what is creating audible activity, any kind of noise, anything. Remember, their presence in the engineered light creates activity. Noise that they're creating in engineered light creates activity while they are always stalking. They're always around you in that environment. This is how they're keeping you surrounded. This is how Satan is keeping you surrounded by a bunch of demons. And they're doing it in the sky space. They're doing it all around you on the ground. And they're also doing it wherever they live. When you're revealing what is a demonic system that's amongst the people, that's where you're getting down to. Guess what? There's no exception where they live, where they work, where they're shopping, where they're studying. It doesn't matter. You're revealing what is a matter of public corruption that's going on in society. And that's what group stalking is occurring in California. So anyway, that third party is engaging in which is prosecuted as terrorism, and that third party represents the people of the state. The people of the state are consistently engaged in, ceaselessly engaged in, what is an impermissible threat, stalking, monitoring, harassing, terrorizing, while I continuously wear them out with documentation. It is currently 10:02 p.m. This is POC.